automatically extend it back out shoulder height. Same as with the right arm. Do you understand that, sir?
Hell no!
Mr. Turner.
Hell no!
You understand what I read to you?
Hell no! Fuck this shit! Hell no!
Hold your feet together.
Hell no!
Arms at your sides.
Hell no!
Eyes closed.
Hell no! Hell no! Hell no!
Welcome back, guys, to another episode of Full Disclosure. We ain't shit, but we was raised right. And the we ain't shit today is me and my co-host, I don't even know what to call you, bitch. My ratchet, sophisticated partner in crime, Kenya.
Hey, guys.
Bitch, speak up. Hold on, be acting like that.
Hey ho.
Hey ho. Hello, Barbara. This is Shirley.
Shirley.
Don't woman to woman me, bitch. So what's been going on, King? How are you? Tell them a little bit about who you are.
I'm just your ordinary.
Ordinary.
Yeah, ordinary. Why can I be ordinary?
Just say it, girl.
Just your ordinary, average Sagittarius.
Oh, God.
Really doesn't give quite too many fucks.
Oh, God.
Mommy.
Mm-hmm.
Homemaker.
Okay.
Homebreaker.
Home wrecker. Go ahead.
I'm a woman of many talents.
Are you now?
I am.
Bitch, don't judge me.
What do those talents include? I don't think your viewers are ready for that. This is not an X-rated show.
It is.
It is.
Actually, it is.
Oh, now you X-rated.
Welcome to the jungle. We got fun and games. Go ahead, bitch. What is it about? What are your talents?
No.
Go ahead and list them. Don't be shy now.
No, bitch. We won't.
Don't be shy now.
Maybe on the next episode with Kenya, but not this one.
The freaks come out at night. Is that what are you trying to say? Talents? One of her talents, she can cook. The bitch, you forgot about that, huh?
I got a whole degree, girl.
Oh, nasty hole.
A whole degree, and I forgot about that, bitch.
So, guys, we're just here shooting the shit like normal. Today's episode is going to be whatever the fuck we can come up with. This is my friend of how many years now?
I lost count.
You lost count?
Since high school.
Yeah.
It's
so
been over 10 years.
Don't tell me my age, girl. I'm still young. Forever 21. Mm-hmm. So let's get into the episode.
Let's go. Let's go.
Let's watch the breakdown. I want to be from New Orleans.
Oh, man.
I just want to be. Okay, bitch. No, we're not finna go there because I already see you rolling your eyes back reminiscing.
I just love everything about New Orleans. I love their culture. I love their food.
She loves their men.
The people. I love their men.
She love that.
The next New Orleans man I find.
Oh, God, bitch. If you say this one more time. No, not all of them are good, though.
Mine gonna be good because I got faith in God like that. Okay? You gonna let me have my moment?
All right, girl.
Thank you.
Yes, I'll give you thank your moment, friend. So what's been going on in the news? What have you heard? What's the tea?
No, I don't really. You know, I'm not into the whole worldly news like that. That shit is just too depressing for me.
Amen.
Everybody gets shot, killed. Oh,
Jesus, yeah.
Black people. Racism. I don't got time for that shit. Like, give me channel 103, Oprah's Network.
Okay.
And let me have my day.
Auntie O, yes.
Yes.
Fortifying information.
Fix my plate.
Yeah, fix my plate. Yes, bitch. I haven't watched Fix My Plate in a while. If you don't know, Fix My Plate is Iyanla Fix My Life, but we so dumb, we just call it Iyanla Fix My Plate.
Because she always serving you
Because she be serving you
good.
Some
yes.
greens, girl. The greens.
What?
Some
macaroni and cheese.
A little cornbread on the side. You got to get them turkey
That's
necks in
soul
there.
Soul food.
Soul food. Yes. Okay. So, what I wanted to bring up today... To have a topic, a conversation about expectations. So we're both women.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, people always say that your expectations are too high when it comes down to relationships and what you want. What's your take on that?
I think that usually people who don't want to meet your expectations are the ones that say it. who always make that a cop-out.
Okay.
Just because they're not willing to give you what you require or what you want.
I agree. Now, okay, so do you believe in keeping your expectations high or low?
I feel like you should do whatever is right for you. If you feel like, you know...
No, you personally. How do you perceive?
I mean, they should always be high. Why settle for less when you can always have more?
I agree, but my thing is, I feel like the word expectation has been, like, floating around so much this week, which is why it's, of course, a topic, but... Me, personally, I like to go in with low expectations. And what I mean by that is not that I don't feel like I deserve everything, but not going there set out to have a certain experience. You understand?
Right.
Like, okay, prime example. Last month, we're in May, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, girl. Mm-hmm. Last month, I went on a girls' trip. I was invited by one of my really good friends. And my expectations were so low. I really didn't want to go because I had so much going on. Mm-hmm. Personally in my life, I didn't want to go. And I was just like, oh, let me go because I had already given my word that I was going to do it.
Right.
So I wasn't really expecting anything from the trip. When I tell you, I had the fucking time of my life. And I can honestly say we didn't really do much. It wasn't like we went... and did all this extra fun shit. We just chilled at the house, cooked, ate, sang, mm-hmm. drank, enjoyed ourselves, rested. It was just a beautiful experience. And mind you, 16 black women.
Wow.
16 black women.
Who didn't know each other.
Who did not know each other for the most part. Me and my friend, we went. I knew her, but she was the only person I knew there. And when I tell you, like, there was no drama, there was no tension, we all laughed, we all sang, we all helped each other. Like, it was just beautiful. And my expectations were extremely low. Like, I didn't expect anything. And then the person who, the lady who put it together, beautiful lady, Ruby, mm-hmm. She gave everybody gifts. We went shopping. And you know how, like, sometimes when you have a bunch of women, we have a certain people who want to do one thing. Like, no, right. We all split up at the mall, girl. We all met back up at the truck. It was just so beautiful and fortified. We prayed. We talked about, you know, God. It was just, it was a spiritual. It was ratchet. It was, girl, it was everything. Listening to that Bay Day 2, you already know how I feel about that Bay Day 2, girl. So it was just, it was amazing. And, like, I didn't have any expectations. So I was talking to a friend of mine, and we were just discussing, like, sometimes you just got to let go of what you think shit should be and just enjoy it. And it may turn out to be everything you need. Now, I can honestly say I'm a big control person. Like, I'm a control freak. Right. I always feel like I have to be in control. But now, venturing out and exploring myself as a woman, as everything, you know, I'm allowing myself to just lower, not... When I say expect, I don't know, like, lower my expectations as in, like, not expecting to have a certain experience at any given moment. Mm-hmm. Just allowing myself the space and the opportunity to just enjoy it for what it is. And since I've been doing that, I can honestly say, like, things have taken a huge turn in the right direction. Like, 2018 this year has been amazing. And I've had several experiences where I just did not go in with a certain expectation. And my expectations or my experiences have been amazing.
Right, but so, you still go in with the mindset of, I want this to be a positive experience.
No.
No, you don't.
I just go in and say, you know, I'm here.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. I'm going to show up. I'm not going to bring any negative energy now.
Right.
But I am going to just allow myself to be in the space and not need each moment from moment to moment to be something else. And it's like literally turning out to be everything I need. So then we turn that into relationships. How do we correlate that with dealing with a partner?
That's interesting. Because, I mean, for so many years, we've always been programmed to have these expectations.
Good. Come on. Hello, somebody. Expectations of?
What a man should be, what he should do,
mm-hmm.
what he should give you, what you should do,
mm-hmm.
how you should be,
mm-hmm.
what the family dynamic should looks like.
Come on. Hello. Hello, somebody.
It's just what we've been programmed from birth, like
to believe.
To believe. And right.
I think it kills a lot of the joy.
It does.
I think it kills a lot of the ability to connect with the person. Yeah. Because when you have a person, when you have yourself and you want a mate and you think that they're supposed to fit this mold, that mold, that mold,
right.
It doesn't allow them room to be who they are. Because they're so shattered with the shit that they, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, prime example, you meet a nigga. You're the type of female who likes a man to do this, this, that, and the other. He got to work this. If he has this particular job, you know, how is he going to ever show up and be who he is if you already have these mandates of who the fuck he's supposed to be in this space? And then, you know, what's so funny? We have so many thoughts and dreams in our head of how shit should be, but that ain't really what we want. Because then sometimes he'll give us exactly that.
What we want. And,
it's like, bitch, I don't really like that.
You know what?
Exactly.
He could have kept that shit.
So how do we move forward as modern women who understand that we have our place and our role in a society. We want what we want, but allow a person to come in, whether it be a man or a woman, and allow them room to be themselves. How does that work? When you know what you want. Mm-hmm. Watch the breakdown.
No, that was a good one. I don't know.
So my question is now, like, okay, so what do you do?
You have to reprogram yourself. You have to just start somewhere and start allowing it
to unthink. To unlearn,
to
unbelieve, bitch, unbelieve all that bullshit.
Fairy tale.
Exactly.
Yes, you have to teach your children too to
unlearn, yeah. Unlearn the shit we've been teaching. So I'm
because
on the journey.
That shit ain't been working.
No, it hasn't. And the thing is, to find for me on my journey to unlearn. Hello, because bitch, it's a journey to unlearn. Because like,
it is.
It's hard for you to not think. Okay, so I've been in a weird space lately where I just been wanting to do what the fuck I want to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I also gotta understand that not everybody gonna subscribe to that shit, right? Right. So in my unlearning, bitch. What I'm unlearning is...
What are you unlearning?
I'm unlearning that, okay, just because this is what I want to motherfucking do don't mean that's what everybody and their motherfucking mama want to do. And, bitch, I got to be okay with that. So I have certain expectations for myself. And in this weird space that I'm in, I just want to explore all type of shit and do all type of shit. And I need that to be okay. But also what I'm allowing myself to do is expand into the woman that I may not be or I may be. You understand? Like, okay, I would say I'm not that type of person. I don't like that shit. But you never know. That journey may get you to somewhere where you want to be. You understand? Certain things I'm not going to do now, don't get me wrong. But at the same time, like, I'm learning to allow myself room to be me. Room for growth, room for that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how that would, for another person in my life, would be like, I may not agree with how the fuck you see shit. I may not agree with who you are. Not who you are, sorry. Right. I may not agree how you go about things. But I can give you the space and room to grow and expand.
Are you willing to compromise?
We don't give people that. What we do is, all right, so I see some shit I don't like. Either you change it, nigga, or I'm out. Mm. What? Did I hit a toe? I hit a toe?
Yes, the big one. Like on the edge of the bed.
So, well, okay, so how do we work through that? How do we...
I don't know, because I'm still working through it.
I think what you have to do is unlearn, one, and two, re-fucking-lax.
Breathe.
If the person in your...
Breathe, bitch.
Breathe, bitch. Breathe, bitch. Breathe. Listen, you have to, first of all, evaluate this person. If the person that is in your space is worth you allowing them to even breathe the same air as you, that should speak...
That is the most important thing.
What?
That is the key to it all. Because a lot of times, the people that we're intertwined with
attached to.
Attached to. Hello. Are not the people who deserve us.
Ooh, come on, somebody.
So well, if you're trying to compromise and be this person or change your behavior and something that you, your expectations for somebody who's not even made for you, it's not, it's never going to work. It's never going to work.
Okay, I didn't think about it like that.
That's the most important key factor.
It's making sure the people in your space is worth being there.
Yes.
So you got to unlearn their ass too. Bitch, I'm unlearning you. I'm unfriending you. I'm unlearning you. Fuck you, nigga. Shit.
Delete.
Control R, delete that shit. Delete all that shit.
Are you sure you want to unfriend?
Yeah. I don't know why Facebook even asked me that. Bitch, if I'm here, I'm here. Oh, fuck that.
Hello.
Delete this nigga. So, okay. So, to take away is to make sure that the person in your space is worth allowing that room.
Right.
Because we don't got no room for fuck niggas.
Fuck these niggas.
Fuck that nigga. All right, so that's going to bring us into another segment. Listen, City bitch, Girl. This City Grass album grab. Look, bitch.
Listen, baby.
JT and Young Miami 305, if y'all listening, y'all need to come fuck with a nigga on the full disclosure. We ain't shit, but we was raised right. Because I would love to have y'all on this some motherfucking guest. Bitch, I love y'all music. That shit, listen, don't get me to quote them. Please.
No, at first I wasn't sold on it.
Why?
The first single was like, okay.
No, bitch. I was right from the first one.
I seen it with the video.
Okay.
In the video, it kind of like threw me for a loop. And I'm gotcha. Like, I don't know how to feel. You know, I like the little Miami flavor, but I don't know. And then the second single came out. And
what
I was
a bag
like,
at, nigga. What a bag at. Hey, what a bag.
Wait a minute. And then they dropped the album today.
Yes, the album today. Okay. City Girls, thank you for the album. I feel like this is so young Trina, young Jackie O. Young, fuck Lil it, if y'all want to, young Lil Kim, young Kaya, saying all this hood shit that we've been wanting to say to these raggedy-ass, fuck-ass, dog-ass, broke-ass niggas. Know what I'm saying?
Come
like,
on, stop, man.
Wait. Bitch, because it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of good niggas out here. Don't get me wrong. But it's a lot of fuck
Shout
niggas out here,
y'all.
Too. Shout out to the good niggas. But
I
can't even say.
I don't know.
To the others, go to hell and drink bleach water while you down there.
And take your mammy with you.
Take your bald head ass, goofy faced ass mama.
Happy Mother's Day, ho.
Anyway, City Girls, thank you for this album. Like, my favorite right now, I just got into consuming, but the Tighten Up hit me kind of hard. I was like, damn, these hoes coming in, saying some shit. I love the motherfucking Sweet Tooth. Like, that is my motherfucking song. So, I just want to say.
Favorite.
What's your favorite?
I'll take your man.
I'll take, really? Okay,
yes.
Bitch.
Yes.
Bitch, I ain't finna play with them. Listen, I really think that what they're doing is amazing and great. And the fact that they're a girl group is also great.
Out of Miami.
Out of my fucking Ami. Like,
the bottom.
We need it. Like, we need it. And the picture, it was a picture I saw. They was laying on like a mattress, girl, a dirty mattress. I'm like, bitch, that shit look like so fucking Miami. But, no, for real.
With the AC in the window.
Yes, bitch. Okay, so City Girls, thank you for this. Because it's just the right type of ratchet. Like, listen, I like to listen to all type of shit. And I consider myself a sophisticated ratchet. Like, bitch, I do. Ratchet shit. I like ratchet music, but you know, I do what the fuck I need to do. I take care of my business and shit like that. So I really appreciate you young women coming out saying the shit that we've been wanting to say. I mean, I say any motherfucking way, but you know, putting it on wax and giving us some shit to bop to. It's cute. I really like it. And I really am excited to hear more from y'all. I love JT. I feel like she spits so hard. And I don't know what it is about Young Miami. It sound like she cussing bitches out every fucking vessel. She be like, like, you know, it just sound like she just snapping on a hole. Like, it just, I love it. So, thank y'all for this album. We really appreciate it. Period.
I'm just glad to see women doing what they want to do.
Right. And saying what the fuck they want to say. Yeah.
Fuck you, hoe.
Exactly.
I'm going to do what makes me feel good.
Yes.
Fuck what you think.
These niggas got to break bread, bitch. I'm gonna feed you this pussy. You gonna give me that dick. Because
they damn sure be trying to stuff it in your mouth,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Okay. So, hello. Thank you for this album. I mean, like, for me, I'm definitely gonna keep consuming. Definitely gonna have some one-liners. Because, bitch, give me the cash. Fuck the wedding ring. Put some ice on my neck. Like, I'm just... yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I think What a Bag At is like, that's my shit, yeah. Bitch. I go ape shit. So...
It was so many lines in there that just was like, I remember when I used to say that.
Bitch, when she said her pussy so tight she could smoke a Newport. This is so Trina.
I take your man and I keep mine too.
Yeah, bitch. Ooh. I mean, hello.
Yes. I'm here
I mean,
for
well,
it.
Why the fuck?
Present.
I mean, we'll come the fuck on in. Open the door and come the fuck on in. I think it's just like so Trina, and I love, of course, you know, I love me some Diamond Motherfucking Princess. Just mind your business. These rumors are senseless. Your whispers are endless. I'm getting okay, bitch, don't let me start because okay. I love Trina. Okay. You know how I feel about her. So I'm glad to see that two young girls from Miami are doing it, rapping and saying their own shit.
Right.
Because Fuck That Nigga was also my anthem, and bitch, I stay high and ready like Little Caesars. Okay, bitch? I need a nigga who's gonna swipe them visas.
Please. Hello.
Don't bring up my neck, my back.
Hello.
If you ain't gonna cut that check. Because if he breaking bread, you better fuck with that nigga. And if he don't, you better cut that nigga. Like, please. The rules are there, bitch. Follow them. Hello. What else? Who else came out with an album this week?
Shit, I don't know. I was...
Okay, so... Everybody talking about this Donald Glover video. Did you see it?
I only seen the little previews that they put.
Me too. I haven't got a chance to watch it.
I haven't caught the whole video.
I feel like I want to sit down and watch it, but it has to be 100%. I need to have my undivided attention so I can pay right. attention.
Because it's a lot of...
A lot of shit going on in it. Yeah.
Symbolism in it.
Have you been watching Atlanta?
No.
Girl, this season of Atlanta is fucking crazy. If you ever get a chance to watch it, it's all over the place. It's no longer, I don't think it's following the storyline. It may be, but indirectly. But like last season was like a storyline, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they were just trying to get Paperboy to do this, that, and the other. This season is no real storyline. Each person have like their own episode, kind of, sort of. It's just like some weird shit that's just been going on. But at the end of the day, like, I really love Atlanta, the show. I like Donald Glover and what he's about. I'm not 100% sure to replace him with Kanye. I don't know where that came from. I feel like they are definitely different artists. Childish Gambino, which is what his stage name is great. I like some of his music. I can't say that I enjoy all of it. Mm-hmm. But I'm not finna hop on this wave and make it seem like he the next new coming nigga.
No.
We have people like Kendrick Lamar, who is definitely doing...
Are you going to the concert?
No, when is
it's
it?
Coming at the end of this month.
No, bitch. You going?
I want to go.
Well, what them tickets looking like? Because you know niggas be waxing.
Reasonable.
Where is he at?
That's the thing. It's on a Wednesday in West Palm Beach.
Bitch, West... Okay, so the answer is no, friend.
Really?
I won't be able to do that. Love you, Kendrick.
I
got
a new friend.
Why? I went 30-minute drive, bitch. Is you crazy?
Oh. Well, not from it's my not, house.
Right. Look at you. You only think about your ass.
Fuck you.
Can't bathe by yourself, bitch.
Oh, you still be funky still. Man, whatever happened to that little girl?
Where's my best friend?
Oh my god, I gotta pull up that video.
Bitch, I'm searching for you on Facebook like a nigga I used to know in high school. So, I think J. Cole came out with an album. Did you listen?
I skimmed through it.
I want to say like 3 songs so far.
Yeah.
Okay. So my
I'm
problem with album is like, I will give you a shot. If it don't capture me like in the first 10 minutes, I will come back to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave him the shot. I like J. Cole though. I feel like a lot of his metaphors and like he's a great rapper. I also feel like he's very underrated. A lot of people were saying that they don't like this album because I guess like he ain't saying like y'all are
he
not gonna get
money. He ain't talking about
that's the thing.
Hoes.
Like J. Cole has
doing
never
drugs,
been that guy.
Right.
He's always been a great
and that's
storyteller,
why he's unloaded.
Right? And he's just amazing. He is one of my like skin exceptions. However, sir, I'm gonna need you to freshen up, bitch. J. Cole look like he ain't take a shower in about 6 years. I don't know what's going on. I'm not trying to trim it up, the hair. You know, I don't mind the dreads or whatever, rough locks. But just give me a little edge. I need a little edge. Sir, I don't do the homeless chic. I don't know what that is. but I just need a little bit more.
You saying wearing the Kanye line with it.
Oh, Kanye line.
Then you're going to look like a version of Jesus on the
listen,
album cover.
I don't understand the blonde hair with Kanye.
Fuck Kanye.
Girl, say that shit again, because that's what I'm wearing. I don't pray for you, nigga.
Fuck
leave
you.
Me alone, right?
Come on, sister.
Hello. We're going to pray for these niggas. Okay, so to wrap it up, do you have anything you want to share or say or mention or have to... Y'all need to come to my drunken girls night karaoke with my friend Ty Ty. We're gonna have a motherfucking blast. Tickets are on sale. Eventbrite. Hit me up on Facebook, Neek Ford.
Go cop that.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. I'm surprised. I hope you could. Well, you can't make it, bitch. So don't ever come and show.
You finna sit. Devil is a lie.
Was it a lie in my mouth? Yes. Did you catch it?
No.
Watch the breakdown. So, anything else? You want to say something?
No, I'm glad you chose me today.
Chose you? Ooh.
You choose now? Okay.
Am I choosy, bitch? No, I'm not. I mean, so what I'm trying to do is get conversations on tape with me and my friends, especially ones who I have in-depth conversations with, just to give y'all like an insight of how people think, I guess. It's very, like a social experiment almost.
So I'm your project now, ho.
Wait a minute. See, bitch. You see how hoes do? You see how she just flipped that? If you would allow
you
me
said
to...
experiment,
I
bitch.
Said
that's
no.
What white
like, okay,
say.
I'm a type of person, I like to hear other people's conversations. Is that only me? I'm a nosy bitch. I like to hear people's conversations.
Because I was listening to my neighbor's conversation today. Bitch.
Girl, I'm always listening to my neighbor's conversation. Them hoes be fighting. Them fights be good.
Getting down.
Girl, like you
yes,
old dumbass
baby.
Bitch.
Ooh. You said he said
you
that.
Old you old bumass, dumbass
oh,
bitch.
Get
ooh.
Your shit and get the fuck out, nigga.
Ooh. Ooh okay.
Okay, sis.
Change the locks on the door then.
Oh, okay.
No, but these hoes be fighting every week. Girl, every Saturday, I feel like somebody cheating because every Saturday they fighting. No, seriously, like, no.
No, I feel
every Saturday they fighting.
Every week.
Yeah.
No particular day, but every week.
No, girl. Every Saturday, them hoes, 3 o'clock in the morning, be fighting, yelling, screaming, arguing, pushing shit around. And it's like, for the rest of the week, they good. Come back Saturday. Because I guess one of them want to leave
you know
and
what?
Go out.
Somebody stayed out late Friday. That's what it is.
Okay.
Somebody staying late
Listen,
Friday.
Listen. Mm-hmm. Watch your man. You should watch your mouth.
All right, Nikki.
I don't know. We still have whatever to unpack with her. You know, I like... I have a very, very different relationship with Nicki Minaj. But whatever. I think at this point... We're just going to go ahead and close the show, bitch. You got anything? I ask you if you have...
I was talking and you just overtook
the
conversation.
Oh, I'm so sorry,
like
ho. I'm so
no,
sorry.
I was just saying thank you for having me on tonight. I feel really, bitch.
I'm listening for it.
Okay. I'm a little
We really
honored.
Do need to have a conversation about mothers and motherhood and the journeys.
That's a deep one.
The unlearning.
Yo, that's
the learning and unlearning.
Unlearning and
bitch,
motherhood,
hello,
bitch.
Hello, the learning and unlearning.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
We might do a part two, guys. The learning and unlearning of motherhood. I'll share some of my thoughts, feelings, and opinions on that. But as always, you can hit me up if you have any questions, concerns, any feedback, any questions that you want to ask to be on the show at askfulldisclosure@gmail.com. We also need your fuckboy free letters. Please send us in your testimonies of how you are on the other side of life. Fuckboy free, the softer side of life. Let us know how that's working. Always hit us up at askfulldisclosure@gmail.com. It's been real.
Very real.
Thank you, my co-host today.
Thank you
for doing this with me. Oh, you're welcome. And we out.
Good night.
Good night. Take your ass to jail.
Right motherfucking
now.
Sir, you closed your motherfucking eyes.
Sir.
Hell no. Hey, you must be getting him some pussy or
Mr.
something.
Mr. Turner.
Hell no.
Mr. Turner.
Are you going to do the physical performance test?
Hell no.
Mr.
What motherfucking breath test?
You gotta take a breath test.
Hell no!